The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it is time for, this is live radio, so things are falling apart. It's Great Mate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show. Great Mate Debate.
I can't tell you how disappointed I am that Aaron never sings along.
Well, anything. You know why.
Why?
It's fine.
We didn't have a competition.
No, it's okay. What's our Great Mate Debate today?
Oh my God. All right. So we're clearly having a problem here because Great Mate Debate is when we bring two people in, they each give their side, and then we figure it out.
Yes. And we were supposed to have Amanda and Josh on today. Josh, I think, had like a work thing come up, so he bailed. But Amanda has joined us.
So doesn't she just win?
Well, we can try to argue his side.
Do you know his side?
No.
I do. I could try.
You're going to try to take his side. So are we going to call you Josh then?
Sure. Yeah.
T. Josh.
Okay. I mean, this is highly irregular, but let's... Amanda clearly wins the toss then.
What?
Yeah, well, I mean...
This
Amanda,
is rigged.
Amanda?
Yay.
What's going on? How can we help?
Hi. Yeah. First off, thanks so much for having me on your show.
Of course.
So my husband, Josh, and I, it's weird saying husband. We're newly married about 6 months.
Congrats.
We just bought our first house and, it's a fixer-upper. So my mother has offered to give us about $50,000 to fix up the basement.
Did you say 1-5 or 5-0?
50.
Okay.
$50,000?
Yeah.
Okay. This is your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm starting to see why Josh didn't want to come on the phone. Take the money.
What? That's how I feel.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So, you know, money is really tight for us. And we, from my perspective, I feel like any help we can get, you know, like you said, we just should take it.
Okay.
And my mom and I are really close. And I think he's just kind of worried that she's going to sort of insert herself into our lives a little bit more than she already does. But she's helpful. And I feel like, you know, having her there when we eventually have kids is going to be really nice. She does want to put a bedroom into the basement. So that's part of her incentive for giving us money.
This is like her little timeshare. She's investing in, like, she's making her future nest.
I think that's fair to say. Yeah. And, you know, she sort of hinted at that. She hasn't said for sure that she would, like, really, she hasn't, like, officially brought that up. But yeah, I mean, the three of us know that that's kind of where her mind is. And I think we should go for it because, you know, I think we could use the help eventually. And
okay. You are open to your mom not just living with you temporarily when you have kids, but like maybe as she gets up there in age with her just like living with you. Just like.
Yeah. And, you know, like I'm not blind to the challenges of that, but we're very close and I think we can be super honest with each other, you know, and if it ever got to the point where it was uncomfortable, I feel like I could tell her that. But Josh is just like super against the idea.
Well, we have pretend Josh here, T. Josh.
Yeah. Hello.
What was Josh's side going to be, TX?
So, Amanda, this feels really weird because we've only spoken a little bit while we're getting this, so I'm going to have to attack you now, and I don't know, but Josh was basically saying that you two, and you said it, you're very close with your mother. He feels maybe a little too close. She's involved, maybe a little too involved, and it's only going to get worse if now we start planning a renovation, and it's... her money that's being used to do the renovation. Like, how can you tell someone, no, I like this wall color or this, you know,
and it she's is
like,
your well, house,
but I'm paying for it.
When your parents are paying for a wedding, they
that's
often
that's what
like,
I was thinking. Did just, she help with your wedding at all?
She did. And that's kind of where his perspective is coming from because
It was a great day, by the way, honey. I remember
it. She looks wonderful.
You're just pretending to be Josh. You don't have to, like, do you remember that night, Amanda, how I caressed your hair? Okay, let me just jump in real quick. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Is it...
I mean, it already feels like a big jump to help with the wedding and maybe help pick the flowers to, oh, I'm designing my bedroom in your basement.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not ready to move in yet, you could... Like, I'm just saying, if somebody offers you money, you take it, right? You're Gen Z, Aaron. You're like, yes. Right?
Granted, yes, I live in the basement of my brother-in-law, but I help out.
You didn't design it.
Yeah, I didn't.
I see your point, Amanda, and just to be able to have that done pre-having kids, mm-hmm. just to have a house ready with like a nursery area where kids can run around and whatever, but at what cost? Is the cost...
Mm-hmm.
More than the $50,000? Is it an emotional burden that she'll have? Will she have hand over you, and really more specifically your husband? Because I don't think you care.
That's going to cause tension.
Yeah, because you don't care. You want her there. He's like,
Amanda, honey, this is our house.
What are you doing?
Like, we bought this. Like, let's do it on our own. Like, we don't need to just rush. We just bought it. We just got married. There's no rush. We don't need to accept money, especially if it's going to come with all these conditions.
So Josh is 100% like, not talk to mom. I'm asking you, T.A., mm-hmm. not talk to mom and go, hey, whoa. He's like, if we take the money, it's implied and I'd rather just not.
Right, because it sounds like he's uncomfortable, maybe I should say, with how close you guys already are. And it's just going to get, it's going to ramp up if she can live in the basement, especially now we have kids and she's there and she picks all everything she wants. It's just... Now it's not his house anymore, or is it, you know?
Okay. Amanda, hang on tight. We're going to get a jury for you and fake Josh. Don't move.
I have to go on hold too?
You do. Please stop talking. You can talk, but only if you're T-Hack.
Okay. Hello?
I'm
back.
I know people, they're usually only children, I should have asked her that, but like, that are so close with their mom, but then it's like, they get married almost for a swimmer donor.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like, my mom and I can't wait to raise this kid. And it's like, wait, what? And this has a little bit of that on it. It's like, we have our first home. Let me help you get the basement done. It's like, no, it's me and Josh's home.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it kind of feels like, she said it was a fixer-upper. And like the mom's like, well, I'm not moving into there. So let me get it ready for me. Doesn't matter what you guys are comfortable with. Like, I want to live in a nicer finished basement.
But Amanda's cool with it. I mean, she just is.
Because it is nice to have the extra help with the kids, but the kids aren't even here yet, so.
Well, and it's a lot of money, too. I mean, $50,000?
Holy God.
Mm-hmm. But it comes with a lot.
All right, so should they take the money from mom or mom-in-law for the absent Josh, or should they just ride it out and not owe anybody anything? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate where T-Hack is pretending to be married to someone other than his wife.
Yeah.
Amanda and her husband Josh, who could not join us today, just bought their first house. It's fixer-upper.
Yeah.
They're doing the basement, but mom wants to help kick in and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. $50,000, but it also comes with, you know, hey, I'd like a bedroom down there.
Hold on. Who's talking now? Is this T-Hack or is this Josh?
I'm still T-Hack.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
We haven't heard the hello. Oh, yeah. Hello.
I haven't transformed yet.
Okay. So, Josh. Well, why don't you tell us, Josh? What are you afraid of?
Hello?
Well, she's just gonna move in. She's planning ahead. It's gonna come with conditions. Like, now it's not our basement; it's her basement because she's paying for it. So she gets to make all the decisions. She wants to move in when we have kids. We just got married. We don't have kids yet.
And Amanda, you're sort of not denying that those conditions may exist, but you think the ends justify the means.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get some jury people in here and see if your husband can beat you even without being here. Or if you win and your mom's moving in tomorrow. Cesar.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on hers, but at the same time, I think, because I've taken money from one of my wife's aunts, and it was a lot of money, you know, for us. It's something that helps. She did hint on, like, hey, later on in life, make a room for me. it was one of those things like, okay, it helps a lot, but at the same time, it's like you just have to be upfront with that person of, hey, you know what? If this happens, I'm going to have to come to you. Everything has to be upfront, I think.
So you're saying take the money, but not just take it willy-nilly. You have to, like... Like, did you, like, write conditions? Like, have a contract?
No, not contract, because she's giving you the money, right?
Yeah.
She's doing it to better you. At the same time, it's like, why else would she give you that money if she, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she wants to have conditions, especially on your house, I think that she should know, like, hey, it's my house, and if you're going to give me this money, I'm going to use the hell I want.
All right. Thank you, Cesar.
And I feel like if we tell her that, she's not giving us the money.
Well, then you still win.
Yeah.
Sort of. Debbie.
Did you forget which side you were on?
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Josh's side. Shame on the mom for dangling that carrot and not discussing circumstances and her intentions prior to just offering that up. She clearly has another motive that she, if she's so close with her daughter, should have been discussed with the family.
So you think she might be just
I think that's a little harsh to say shame on her for that, but okay.
But is she manipulative like it reads? Because it reads a little manipulative.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I think that her intentions are to love us the best way she can and to be helpful. And obviously, yeah, I mean, I think she knows that she's going to need to be taken care of at some point, but that's like later on, like kind of way later on.
It's going to be discussed in advance, and whether you feel it's harsh or not, you're not looking at it how Josh is receiving this. So, you know, a conversation should have happened prior to any of this.
Wow.
Thanks,
Debbie. Well, we haven't committed to anything yet, so...
No, okay. Let me just say this. It is tied up at one apiece, and we're going to take one more call. So this determines. Kim.
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Well, sorry. Whoever was the one that didn't want to take the money.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's Josh Hack. Why?
We actually had kind of a similar situation. My mom has moved in with us due to health reasons. We had to buy a bigger house in order to move her in. She gave us a significant amount of money to do that. But we regret it completely. It has torn my and her relationship up completely apart. We no longer have the mom-daughter relationship that we had before. And it's become... torture, basically. To the
so
point
you
where
give
we
the money back.
Contemplating, if I could, I would.
And move back into your smaller house. Like, you have all these benefits, but it's just not worth it.
Yes. Like, to the point where my husband and I are contemplating how to get a very large loan to pay her back so she can move out and move into her own place again.
Wow.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yes.
Wow. Sorry that you went through that, Kim. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Amanda, does that make you nervous at all? Like, because you're very close with your mom.
Yeah. I mean, I hadn't really thought of that as like something that could potentially even really happen. But I guess, you know, never say never. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're abiding by the rules of Great Mate Debate, in a world first, your husband didn't even show up. And T-Hat got his first win.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.